Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach. Each week I talk about the food scene in Vancouver and beyond. From new restaurants to in-depth features, interviews with chefs and others in the industry, food and drink challenges, cooking, recipes, cookbooks, food producers and their products, to travel eats and so much more. Thank you, everyone, for joining me for my first episode of the Van Foodster Podcast, celebrating the 11th anniversary of my Vancouver Foodster blog this month, and a lot of different contests coming up, a lot of tasty prizes from many Vancouver area restaurants. So very happy for their support and for everyone to have a chance to enter to win some great prizes. So watch my Instagram at Van Foodster, as well as my Twitter and my Facebook for Vancouver Foodster all summer long. So keep an eye on the stories of Instagram and the post for your chance to win some great prizes. Let's get on with today's show. For my first patio dining series adventure this summer, I was checked out global at Telus Garden. It's a restaurant located downtown Vancouver. It has a beautiful outdoor patio, which is covered. So during COVID time, a lot of people don't want to be eating inside. Some people want to be eating outside, and this is a great alternative for you. So it's a full-on covered patio. It is actually open outside, and you can request that at reservations. Ask them if you want to sit on the patio. If you're not able to get a reservation, you just walk in and ask them. They've got lots of tables there for outside dining. So anyways, I did check out the restaurant recently for brunch, actually more of a lunch kind of idea. And one thing that's really cool is they're using a QR code for your menu. So very easy. You just put your phone over the QR code on the table and the menu will pop into whatever time of day it is, if it's a brunch, lunch, or dinner kind of option. So this is great. You don't want to touch the menus. You can just do the QR code and you're all set. So you can take a look at that, order your food. The server is full on masked and you're all taken care of healthfully. So I've been there several times, and this time around I tried several different dishes. Some of them were my favorites were the ahi tuna salad. First of all, the presentation alone here is beautiful. It comes in a beautiful, bright blue dish with the ahi tuna kind of glowing on there on top of salad greens with orange, radish, cucumber, great flavors, ginger dressing. I also had a tomato and burrata salad, also another favorite there, heirloom tomatoes, arugula, extra virgin olive oil, and candied pecans. My favorite there of the main dishes was the pan-roasted halibut. First of all, it is early on in the season, and it's just a beautiful fish. It came with a homemade gnocchi, brown butter foam, lemon, capers, just a beautiful, bright summer dish for you to enjoy. And then I had a lamb shank. The lamb shank was a little bit more hearty. So, you know, on a rainy day, it's perfect to have lamb shank. Some people may say lamb shank in the summer is all good too. But slow braised, buttermilk mashed potatoes, market vegetables, red wine sauce. The short rib pappardelle was another kind of hearty dish, definitely delicious, full-on flavor, six-hour braised beef, short rib in red wine, wild mushrooms, roasted pine nuts. Now, you can't go wrong with the Brussels sprouts. I have this every time I go to this restaurant. It's a favorite. So parmesan, capers, lemon, chili flakes is very, very good. Chef Alex, in the pastry department, he's known for creating great desserts, and he has got one for the summer. It's called a summer berry crumble. You're not going to want to share, although I think you could if you had a large meal. Sharing with a friend is probably a good idea, but basically have it for yourself. It comes with vanilla ice cream, and it's got a really nice pastry at the bottom, berry and crumble on top. And it's served warm at the table with vanilla ice cream. It's very good. And then lastly, the chocolate brownie with salted caramel ice cream, also done in-house, a favorite for chocoholics all over. So you'll really enjoy that. I suggest you make reservations at Global. These days, reservations are a good idea. And if you have a larger party than, say 4 or 6 people, make sure you note that with them. And that just makes your entrance so much easier. And then you have a secured reservation and you know when to go. So that is it for this week's patio. I will talk about another patio adventure coming up. For new restaurants, there have been several of them since the COVID reopening started back in about 2 weeks ago or so, 3 weeks ago. Cold Tea Restaurant is one of the newest ones. They're located on Granville downtown at the corner of Granville and Davie. It's kind of like Chinese meets Vietnamese. So you could say their take is focus on all day dim sum, Chinese barbecue, and Vietnamese-style family food. First of all, the inside decor is gorgeous. They have done a beautiful job. This was the former location of a Chinese restaurant that had been there for 30 years. So they've taken kind of the original notes of the decor there, and they've just spruced it up a little bit. Got a gorgeous chandelier there from a previous restaurant. And it's just some nice booths, upholstered booths, chairs, lots of really cool art along the wall. So just going to have fun. And then the bar is beautiful too. The bar program is being run by Joe Chang. Craft cocktails and wine, lots going on there. Owners have been involved in the restaurant industry for quite some time. You've got Ron Chang, Paul Rivas, and Chef Tian Vung. And Paul comes from Bodega on Main, so you'll know him from there. So they definitely know what they're doing, and they've got this thing rolling. So definitely want to check it out. Inside, you can do takeout, and I believe they have a patio just about to open on the backside of the restaurant. So be great for summertime. I tried a lot of different dishes here. Just to give you an idea, what's been popular there is the spicy chicken XO wontons. This was flavorful chicken wonton. There's spicy XO sauce, if you like that, and with chili threads. One of my favorite appetizers, though, was the pot stickers. Vegan pot stickers, kabocha squash, coconut cream, lemongrass. Also had the Big Bird. It's called the Big Bird Bao. It's a fried chicken thighs, marinated cucumbers, pickled onions, sriracha mayo, and cilantro. Now, they have a dish called the coconut noodles. It comes in two different ways. I actually did it the vegetarian way, so it's with tofu, but you can also get it with pork. And it came with rice noodles, coconut milk, fresh herbs, and cucumbers. So that was a really nice, light dish. Definitely a vegetarian one for me to try. The spliff is also another vegetarian dish, kind of a take off the salad roll you find in a Vietnamese restaurant. And that was very nice. Vegetarian spring rolls, huge hit. I think everyone's ordering them. Taro, carrot, onion, mung beans, tofu in there with a sweet and sour soy dip. The green papaya salad, I really like this. It's with the beef jerky, green papaya, and it had a sweet and sour fish sauce. Just like a lot of great flavors going on there. Very fresh. I had some, took some home and had it the next day as well. It was also very good. Barbecue duck on rice is a favorite there. Barbecue duck, it's quite simple. Barbecue duck, rice, bok choy. A nice, good Asian bowl there. And the spicy green beans, you get those in a lot of Asian restaurants, but they've done it a little bit differently here. But spicy Szechuan sauce, toasted sesame. So as I mentioned, the cocktail menu looks amazing. I looked forward to try that one day. But definitely want to make a visit there. They're open for dinner nightly. And then they have a kind of a dim sum cart service on the weekends now for brunch and a DJ playing. I think it's just a lot of fun. And then on the same block is another restaurant that opened recently. It's called Brunch. Pretty simple. Brunch. It's 1147 Granville Street. And they are doing an all-day brunch daily from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a mix of Canadian and Mexican dishes. The husband and wife team has heritage of both. So you've got the wife from Mexico and the husband from Canada. They met in Mexico, actually. And they're doing dishes from both sides. And I've got some favorites on both sides. So first of all, you'll find your eggs benedicts, you'll find your pancakes, your French toast and crepes. But then you'll also find some Mexican dishes and some standard ones that you may remember from other restaurants you perhaps have gone to. So my favorite there was the Monte Cristo sandwich. And this was just a French toast done with Swiss cheese, turkey, kind of layered there. And then it's served with potatoes and maple syrup. And you can put the maple syrup on yourself. So you definitely want to douse this dish with maple syrup over top, and it's delicious. Just have a bite of the sandwich with this maple syrup. So good. And then their crepes were really good as well. So I had the apple pecan topping, but they have various different toppings available. You've got the berries, you've got banana walnut. So definitely you can kind of mix and match here, or you can just kind of go back every few days and have a different one, whatever you like. On the Mexican side, and I love Mexican food, and people will know that, the enchilada suizas is one of my favorite dishes, and they've done it really, really well here. So corn tortillas, stuffed with shredded chicken and bathed in green salsa and topped with Swiss cheese. You can't go wrong with cheese. And the other Mexican dish I tried was the molletes, and it's like a kind of a Mexican version of a grilled cheese sandwich, open-faced and with refried beans on a ciabatta roll with pico de gallo. Very good. The mixed berry cakes, I tried those. This is like pancakes, but they're a little bit thicker, and I actually prefer more fluffy pancakes. So they're good, but I wasn't a huge fan because I'm liking like more fluffy, larger pancakes as opposed to thicker, kind of small ones. But you've got that there. I tried the had an oatmeal. I had an espresso. They've got an espresso there, and they've got a whole variety of drinks as well. So definitely a cool place to check out. I imagine the weekends will be fairly busy right now, but go during the weekdays. If you can go during the weekday, I went on a Monday morning. So if you can go during a weekday, it's fairly quiet, and it'll be a lot less busy, I guess is a way of putting it. And they've got a patio now that just opened, so you can check out the patio on their Granville side as well. And then lastly today, for the new restaurants, the B-Side Patio and Wine Bar. Now this is a fun one. It's part of St. Mercy, and St. Mercy had opened up back in mid-January, one of my favorite new restaurants. I love it. They've done such a great job, and it comes to you from the actually McKenzie Room family. So McKenzie Room's owners have had it for 5 years now. And they recently opened St. Mercy back in mid-January, kind of before the pandemic started. And they did a great job with that. Then, of course, you know, the pandemic started and they were kind of having to deal with that, like everybody else had to deal with that. And they did a great job with it. They've kind of pivoted to a bunch of different new projects, and this is one of them. So they got themselves a patio license right next to the restaurant. So it's called Beside. Basically, it's Beside. So it's like you... beside the restaurant. Anyways, kind of fun play there. They've got five beautiful pink picnic tables set up. It's open from 11:30 to 5 every day. They've got sandwiches and cookies and kind of cold drinks available there for purchase. And you just do purchase outside the restaurant, their little kiosk, and then you can just sit and enjoy at these picnic tables. At nighttime, it turns around and becomes a wine bar. So kind of a same cool spot. You've got some, you know, beautiful weather. If we have beautiful weather, you can just hang out and have some wine with some of their appetizers from the restaurant. If you do want to have the full-on restaurant menu, it is not available outside. It's only available inside. So you have to make a reservation at St. Mercy to dine inside for that. So I just tried one item while I was there. I just had the jerk chicken sandwich, and that was really good. I just wanted to have an idea of what kind of meals they were serving at St. Mercy, the B-Side Wine Patio during the day. So just had a sandwich there. Looking forward to returning there. I think it was they've done a really good job here. So that's definitely a very cool spot. And then some food parks. So as people have been seeing through my Instagram in the past couple months, I had to adapt a little bit. Instead of going to nightly restaurants, with the pandemic and everything, it wasn't sort of a good idea. So I've been home a lot, I've been cooking a lot, and there's a lot of great producers of food products in this city. And one of them is called The Family Table, and Chef Brandon Pham has been running this for about 3 years now. He just celebrated his 3-year anniversary, and he's created a line of Vietnamese hot sauces. So he's got his third sauce that just came out right now. It's actually my favorite one. It's called the Jade Lemongrass Sauce. And I will talk about a bit more about this an upcoming episode about the dishes that I made with using this sauce. We did some spring rolls and that kind of thing. But he's got three different sauces. They're all available around the city now. The first one was the red chili sauce. And actually, that is really good with fish. So you can bake it with fish or have it with fish. There's a gold sweet chili sauce. That was his number two. And great one for salad dressings, that kind of thing. And then, this number three, the Jade Lemongrass Sauce. Really, really good. And definitely want to check it out. So you can find it at Famous Foods. You can find it at South China Seas on Granville Island. A lot of stores. Fish Counter, I believe, on Main Street as well. Just look for his website, The Family Table. And it's spelled P-H-A-M-I-L-Y. So cooking at home, obviously I've been doing that too. So aside from the food products which I've been cooking, I was also cooking some meal kits. And great kudos to Provence Restaurant in Yaletown, because, you know, when this whole thing started, nobody knew what to do really. And they got on it pretty quick and created some fun kits for people to make at home. And you just go down to the restaurant, pick up the ingredients, you take it home. So one of them I did was the duck confit meal kit. And I love this because Chef Alessandra, she created a video in her home kitchen, and she kind of did a demo of how you put this dish together. So if you watch the demo, you get a pretty good idea of how it works. They give you all the pre-portioned ingredients. And with the pre-portioned ingredients, you just follow the recipe. It's very easy. It's a great date night activity. It's a great activity for your family. You can just definitely have some fun with it. But you follow the recipe, and then you put it all together, and then you get to eat it afterwards. And you can even take a photo and just sort of tag it on Instagram yourself. But they've done it. They made it very easy. It's called the French Food Made Easy Kit. I think there's 6 or 7 different recipes out there now. It was about $42 for this kit, which fed 2 people. So pretty good. And it also came with a half baguette as well, fresh. So I've done that one. I've also done another kit. I will talk about that other kit sometime soon. But you can place your orders at least 2 hours prior, and you call the restaurant at 604-681-4144. Or you can order online. So just remember, it's a French Cooking Made Easy kit. I did the duck confit kit. And there are other ones as well. And there are vegetarian ones too. So I just finished off a couple challenges, and I do all these different food and drink challenges, which I'll be talking more about as on upcoming episodes. But the winners of the first Vancouver croissant challenge just wrapped up last week. First place went to Daily Delicious Bakery out in Richmond. They scored 115 points for their seafood shell, and maximum is 120 points. So to get to 115, it's got to be pretty amazing, and they've done a great job. So kudos to the whole team out there. Daily Delicious Bakery is located on Number 3 Road in Richmond, just north of Bridgeport Road. You can't miss them. They're across from Maritama Ramen. And so the seafood shell is only available from Friday to Sunday, and they are continuing with this item, which is great. They've had a lot of support from their customers and everybody wanting to go and try it. And basically, it's your very unique croissant that it's a shell. It's a cool idea, and it's done with savory with seafood on the inside. Second place went to Mon Paris Patisserie out in Burnaby for the Rubilicious croissant, and it was 107 points for them. A third place tie went to Italia Bakery for the Siciliano. That was delicious. I loved it. It was raspberry and pistachio flavor there, and I believe they are still making that as well. And then the other one is Small Victory Bakery, buckwheat pan au chocolat. This was incredible. And for those that you don't know, if you don't see buckwheat croissants around the city, there is a reason. And the owner explained this to me, that it's a hard process. Doing buckwheat in croissants is very difficult. And there's a bakery in San Francisco that does them. And he looked to them and said, how can I do something very different? And he learned the process himself he wanted their help, but they didn't seem to want to help. So he did it. He learned it on his own and figured it out. And it had a Valrhona chocolate stick on the inside. It was really good. And definitely you want to try this. If they are still offering it, look for the buckwheat pan au chocolat at Small Victory in Yaletown and South Granville. And then the other challenge was the Vancouver Taco Challenge. And that just finished up as well. And it is first place went to Little Mexico Cantina for the Al Pastor Especial. 104 points. Now, the cool thing here with the Little Mexico Cantina is they have won previous challenges. They won last year's challenge as well with a completely different taco, different media judges involved. So they really know they know what they're doing. So it's really, really exciting to see. They've actually won several of my challenges over the years for the tacos. And so this one alone, you should definitely check it out, but they actually won People's Choice as well. So first place for media judges and People's Choice, Little Mexico Cantina, a gem in Steveston for sure. And then the other one was Mi Casa Mexicana. It's 4th Avenue and Burrard in Kitsilano, second place for them. And a third place goes to Cinco de Mayo Mexican Grill in North Vancouver. For their tacos de Borrego, it's a lamb taco. So definitely that rounds it out for the challenges. There's another one coming up soon. We'll be talking about that eventually. And this is the wrapping up of my first episode of the Van Foodster podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining me and watch my contest that I've got going out throughout the summer. Have your friends subscribe to this podcast through Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you find podcasts. And look forward to your support and supporting the Vancouver restaurant industry and their BC restaurant industry as we go forward, because it's a very difficult time for them right now with COVID, and we just need to support everybody as much as we can. Thank you.